you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the back for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves. The program all about your money, your business, and your life.
Guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW, 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Thank you very much. Thank you, and welcome to the Ray Program. Phone lines open for Beeswax. If you want to get on board, call is free. And the advice, well, today, I can assure you, it's priceless. Absolutely priceless. As I cover money, money everywhere. Money, money everywhere. Wouldn't that be nice? You know, like Greenspan, or it wasn't Greenspan, it was Bernanke, talking about the helicopter that just dropped money everywhere. And Obama tried that. Didn't work so well unless you were like Cylinder or one of those companies that got, you know, $500 million and did nothing with it. But that's a different story. But I've got a lot of headlines that I also want to talk about. I've gotten emails on what I covered in the last several days, like reverse mortgages, utilizing reverse mortgages in a responsible, if you will, retirement income plan. Remember I discussed that the other day? And I've gotten a lot of emails on both sides. Some people say, genius. Others say, you're an idiot. The fact of the matter is, the academic work has been done. And I'm not going to call it genius, but I will call it a way to really potentially enhance your retirement income. So learning about reverse mortgages, the modern HICM reverse mortgages, certainly makes a lot of sense. And I've also gotten emails on the impact of decreasing retirement spending that we discussed just the other day. This is so, so important. Because remember, we've talked about the 4% rule and the 3% and the 2.8% rule. And all of that is predicated on the work that William Benjamin did back in like 1994, where they used a static inflation rate over time. And, of course, I have been criticized by any number of individuals, some I will remain nameless, on this whole idea of retiree spending and inflation. And what I have always argued, and correctly so, I might add, what I have always argued is the academics define inflation one way, and those of us in the financial planning industry define it a different way. Now, it doesn't mean one's right or one's wrong. Obviously, inflation is what the Bureau of Labor Statistics says that it is. But when calculating spending for retirement and increasing that spending by some component for, quote, inflation, one must take into account what the actual spending pattern of the retiree is as it relates to the price increases on the goods and services that they buy. Doesn't that make sense? That's my opinion. So if something goes up in price, but you buy less of it, doesn't it make sense that your spending inflation rate will not be the CPIU or the CPIW or the CPIE. Doesn't that make sense? You see, sometimes we just have to apply common sense when it comes to retirement. What are you shaking your head for, Stuart?
Well, I agreed with you until this last weekend. My wife invited a couple people over for dinner, and I thought, you know, we'll just pick some stuff, you know. Until I put the steaks on the Barbie, and I noticed that it was $50 worth of steaks.
Well, yeah, but you know, you guys, and you have told me this, so I'm going to divulge what you have told me.
Uh-oh.
You said when you go out to dinner with your wife, you never buy two meals. You buy one meal. Now, I knew you 30 years ago, and you and I 30 years ago shared a lot of meals together. But never the same meal.
Yeah, that's
you great. Pounded it down just like I pounded it down. And I can recall with distinct memory, you walking around with one of those shakers for about 6 weeks, and all you did was drink crap. I mean, stuff that tasted like you know what. And the fact that, and you lost weight because probably ate too many real meals, right?
That's true.
I remember, like an elephant. Now I'm built like one. So sit back, folks, relax. I'm going to cover the money everywhere. This is outstanding stuff because it's sort of a history lesson, and it helps us have some perspective on where we may be today and why it is crucial that you have a strategy with a competent financial advisor, because trying to navigate these treacherous retirement waters today is one heck of a lot different than back when Stuart and I were fooling around with this financial planning stuff 30, 35 years ago. Money everywhere. Jeremy Van Arkel of Frontier Asset Management wrote this, and it's so good that I have to quote from it. During the next two decades, he says, an estimated 76 million baby boomers, the bulge of the Western population born between 1946 and 1964, the so-called baby boomers like us, will begin the process of going from growing and accumulating earnings to retiring and distributing their wealth. This generation, whose leading edge is now 71 years old, is one of the largest ever to go through a modern economy. Last year marked the first year baby boomers began taking required minimum distributions from their retirement accounts. And this is only the first step. Over the next 20 years, this concentration of the population will be scaling back their lifestyles, entering retirement, and drawing on their investment portfolios. The shift will have a significant impact on economic growth. Now, the other side of that coin, and I have argued this, not really argued this, but I've discussed this with very, very smart people, such as Ben Stein, my good friend, who is a genius economist, lawyer, funny man, whatever he did, he was genius at. And we have talked about this. And many economists do not agree with that significant shift on economic growth, because there's another shift that's going on. You have a Japanese student living with you, right?
Yes.
Who is very quickly turning more American capitalist than many of the Japanese and certainly the Chinese and others, correct?
That's right.
What's he going to do? He's going to go back to Japan and do what?
Actually, he's going to go to Thailand and open a business.
He's going to open a business, and may I ask what kind of business is that?
It's like most of the business in Thailand. It's a massage parlor.
Oh, great. I'll read on. Baby boomers are the first generation to have control over their own retirement accounts through their IRAs and 401ks. Before them, retirement was covered by a pension plan, or was just a dream. You see, there's been this massive shift during our lifetimes, Jim, where instead of going to work for a company, being on the payroll for 30 years, getting a defined benefit pension, Now we go to work for a company, and even if we stay there 30 years, which is highly unlikely today, there's 401ks and IRAs. We must control our own destiny in retirement. No longer do we go to our mailbox and just get our check or have it directly deposited into our checking account or savings account, because we're in control of investing that money. And therefore, the stakes have been raised tremendously. Not only are the baby boomers a large group spanning most of the first world, but they're also an affluent one. It's estimated that between 70 to 80% of the wealth in the United States is controlled by baby boomers. That's a little bit scary to me, because I grew up with a lot of these slugs that are baby boomers. Some of them are brilliant, I'll grant you that. But some of them, like my friend Gary from way back, and you know, when I was a sophomore in high school and he started experimenting with marijuana, he's still smoking dope and he's 67 years old today. While their prosperity has accumulated over the past decades, these investors have driven up asset prices to a point where stocks, bonds, and real estate assets are simultaneously at or near all-time highs. What does that mean going forward? Stick around. We'll tell you. 844-RAY-SHOW if you want to call. Emails coming up later on in the program. RayLucia.com, RayLucia.com. It is the one talk show all about your money, your business, and your life. The Ray Program, back in a flash.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Who's there?
Falling off.
Falling off who?
Falling off pain patch.
What?
Don't be fooled by the knock-knocks. Get the relief you deserve with Blue Emu's Lidacare Pain Relief Patches. Our narcotic-free, maximum-strength adhesion formula with dry technology won't have you worrying about a corny knock-knock joke anymore. Because pain is no joke. Find us at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-373-0345. That's 800-373-0345. Again,
800-373-0345. It's getting to the point.
Sweet Judy Blue Eyes. Yeah, that's from back in the day. When us baby boomers were all hanging out and my friend Gary was smoking weed. One thing I never got into, I'm not going to ask you because you're always unpredictable. Welcome back, folks. It is the Ray Lucia program. We're talking about where we stand today in contrast to where we've been and the fact that we've got baby boomers that are retiring, the first wave of those baby boomers now taking required minimum distributions. And Jim Stewart had a comment on that.
Yeah, so, you know, essentially what drove our economy after World War II was the birth of the baby boomer generation and their spending habits in driving the economy and the GDP.
You know, what did you expect when people were, you know, in a war for 5 or 6 years?
Well, exactly.
What do they do when they come home?
But so now that we're distributing that wealth, we're taking RMDs, what does that portend for where the economy is going today and the support of GDP growth?
Well, while there are mixed opinions on that, I'll be happy to give you mine. And I did discuss that very thing with my pal Ben Stein on more than one occasion. There's a couple of things here. One is, when we talk about the stock market, it's better than it's been. But really, if you were to take a look at who owns the vast majority of stocks in this country, it's the wealthy people that aren't going to be selling their stocks, because that's the complaint is, oh, when all these baby boomers start taking money out of the market, the stock market's going to crash. So the bulk of the stocks owned in this country are by, you know, the wealthiest. But then you see that article a month or two ago where eight people control 75% of the wealth in the stock market or something like that, some enormous amount of money tied up in just eight super wealthy people, the guy from Mexico and Buffett, right, and, you know, some sheik or whatever. The other thing is, when you go back to 1980, there wasn't the same level of globalization. And the emerging markets were third world countries to a large extent. China is an emerging market right now. China is no third world nation, that's for certain. And many of these emerging markets have an insatiable desire to buy U.S. products, just like the U.S. has had an insatiable, until Donald Trump, insatiable desire to buy foreign-made products. That may change in the future. And then there's one other piece to this that I believe to be even more compelling, and that is the baby boom population of 76 million. The so-called echo boomers are kids, per se. There's 80 million of those behind us. So while there may be a bit of a lag, those 80 million consumers, and your point is very well taken, what Japan did is they stopped having babies. They quit having babies, and that's a problem. And it also speaks to why immigration, which is such a hot topic right now, and I am pro-immigration. I'm not pro-illegal immigration, but we need immigrants because a lot of business owners are immigrants. A lot of individuals that perform great services certainly provide economic growth to our country. So obviously, if the administration can get their handle on that, and you have 80 million of our kids that 20, 30 years from now are going to be in our boat today, I'm not worried at all about the stock market continuing to grow. I am not worried, but I'm concerned that investors will make stupid decisions with their money when the market collapses, because the mere fact that you have these 80 million potential, you know, echo generation millennials behind us doesn't necessarily mean that they're well educated when it comes to stock market investing. And the best thing that we can do as baby boomers is pass along the information that buy and hold is significantly better than trading. And we've discussed this many times on
And the problem is there that generation is adopting robo advice, which does not feed into long-term investing.
It's certainly an admirable thing that you can develop these algorithms that will, you know, create asset allocation models and all that stuff. I don't have any objection to that, but who's controlling the robot and who's controlling the investor? And then you've got all kinds of fiduciary liabilities there. I think you sent me an article a week or two ago about the fiduciary duty of the robo. And if one size tends to fit all, which robo advisors are involved in, and incidentally, I don't know if you've seen this, but many of them are now adding advisors to the mix.
Yes.
Because they're not making enough money to survive. But that's a whole other story. I don't know where that goes. But let me read on what Jeremy Van Arkel from Frontier Asset Management had to say. When prices of assets rise far beyond their reasonable value, the outlook for further returns starts to look bleak. Ironically, while the management of this money is now more vital than ever to the lifestyle of this wealthy generation, expected returns of capital markets are remarkably low. This creates quite a conundrum for investors. Let me translate what they're talking about. What they're saying is back in the day, you know, when we were in our 40s, our kids' age, for example, the markets were trading at a Shiller PE of 9. We're at a Shiller PE of almost 29 today. What does that portend for the stock market going forward? Unless somehow you can really jack up the E in the price-to-earnings ratio, that means your real, that is after inflation, rate of return on stocks going forward is not expected to be much more than 3 or 4%, as opposed to the 11% that we boomers experienced if 25, 35 years ago, we invested our money in the stock market and left it alone because we've had one heck of a run. But this is why it's so critically important and why I've covered other ways to so-called skin the cat of retirement investing for the boomers, because you cannot expect your stocks to double every 7.2 years like they have historically, in particular if you're spending money from that volatility. Very, very important to recognize. I will take a break and come back with more of what you should do in a world where the price-to-earnings ratio is so high, asset prices for stocks and real estate high. What can you do? What should you do? That's coming up next right here on the Ray Lucia Show, 844-729-7000. 7469. If you got a thought on this subject, or simply send me an email, raylucia.com, raylucia.com.
If I should choose to make a part of me, but should have strike me dead. And now I'm one toe over the line, sweet Jesus, one toe over the line.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room.
Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-973-5533. That's 800-973-5533. Call 800-973-5533 today.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
If you are struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. If you own a home, there's a good chance its value has gone up. In fact, year over year, housing values nationwide have risen by more than 6%, one of the largest increases this decade. Quicken Loans has smart ways to help you take advantage of your home's rising equity. You could take cash out to consolidate debt, or you could refinance to eliminate private mortgage insurance. No matter what's happening with the housing market, it's always a smart move to call us at 800-QUICKEN. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Experience the confidence that comes from working with a mortgage partner that has your best interest in mind. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN today or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS Consumer Access.
Welcome back, folks, to the Ray Lucia program. Doing a little history lesson here, talking about how back in the 80s, the baby boom generation really drove asset prices higher for stocks and real estate and interest rates for that matter. And we saw a positive 3% growth. But from 2008 until 2015, U.S. real gross domestic product grew at just 1% a year. Not enough by a long stretch. And what this fellow Jeremy Van Arkel of Frontier Asset Management wrote about is that very subject. He goes on to say, economic frustration led to 8 years of 0% interest rate policy and quantitative easing, which, as you all know, is money printing. Ask Japan how that's worked out for them. Zero. It's been horrible. Yeah, worse. Central banks across the first world have pulled out all the stops to try to orchestrate a return to the baby boomer years of prosperity. While the economy was experiencing the slowest recovery in history, hope had returned to the capital markets. With time running out and with banks and fixed income instruments paying savers little to no interest, investors simply bought riskier and riskier assets in an effort to achieve a reasonable return. See, what happened is money needed a home. And when you look at your money market account, it's paying 0.003, you say, what the heck? I'm going to invest the money in stocks. And is it any wonder that we've seen this 300% gain since the bottom in 2009? But where does that leave us? He goes on, today we find ourselves in an environment of slow growth, high asset prices, and low capital markets expected returns, precisely the exact opposite of what the baby boomers experienced during the accumulation phase. We were blessed, us boomers, we were blessed because we got to accumulate during some of the best of times. Times we're not likely to see during the accumulation phase. Going forward, he goes on, the challenge is going to be maintaining and growing retirement accounts in a slow growth, low interest rate, and low capital markets return environment. So that begs the question, what in the heck can we do about it? Well, for one, I think you really need to focus on risk management today more than ever. Because remember, sometimes the best way to win is to keep from losing. We've gone through those, you know, geometric returns and all that stuff. When you lose 50% like we did in 08, it takes 100% to get back to even. Well, the next go around, you may not get back 100% over the next 2 or 3 years. It may take you 20 years to get that 100%. And if you're drawing down on your retirement money, that's a big problem. Because whatever you draw down is not going to be subject to any kind of a recovery because the money's spent. The other thing that I think you need to look at is value-added investing. You see, this craze toward passive management has been phenomenally good for the last 10, 15 years. And this is my opinion, by the way. May not be fact. But my feeling is that there are active managers, and I've proven that with academic research, recent studies, where an active manager can, in fact, add significant value by manager ownership. How much has the manager got in terms of skin in the game? We've discussed that. In terms of high active share, in particular with retirement funds that are tax sheltered, active share defines how active that manager is relative to the benchmark. Because if everybody's buying the benchmark, then everybody's going to lose at the same pace the benchmark loses when it goes down. And it becomes a self-defeating prophecy. All of the good that you gain by being an inexpensive passive investor, you potentially capture 100% of that downside. And the ability to recover from that may not be quite as good in an era where baby boomers are in fact withdrawing from the portfolios at a faster clip than the next generation is adding money to that portfolio. Now, I get the fact, and I have argued for years now, that globalization makes a difference. And as much as we baby boomers may be taking out, the global economy is putting in. So I fear what Jim Stewart brought up earlier, that phenomenon far less than I do the fact that we could go many, many years of substandard 401k performance, stock market performance. Remember, we've talked about those 15-year cycles. I don't know where we are in this 15-year cycle, but the stock markets can, you know, go haywire for a lot of years. Remember, it was in the year 2000 that the NASDAQ tumbled 70%. And it's only been recently that it's gotten back to where it was then. How many years is that? Do you need to count on your fingers? It's about 15 years, that cycle. And who knows, maybe it'll extend to 20, maybe it'll be down to 10. But where are we in the 15-year cycle? I don't know. I don't think anybody really does. I do know this, that the stock market has gone meteorically higher over the last 8, hasn't it? We've had 8 years of skyrocketing, double-digit, nose-bleeding returns. So I believe there will be a shift toward active management, finding an active manager with reasonable fees, manager ownership, high active share, lower downside capture ratios, all of those components. And I've written about this stuff in the past as well. If you want information, just shoot me an email. I'll be happy to send you what I have on this particular subject. He goes on, during bull markets of rising prices, the benefits of risk management are not obvious. But when investors become retirees and rely more heavily on the outcomes of their portfolios, and when asset prices are high, risk management becomes a priority. If we are, in fact, in a low return environment, the excess returns that active management can achieve will have a greater impact on your overall realized return. Finally, as retirees become more dependent on their portfolio outcomes to support their lifestyles, more consistent return patterns become a point of comfort. And I'm often reminded here that I believe it was a nationwide study, can't remember, but the end result I do remember like it was yesterday. This goes back a ways, that annuitizing a substantial portion of one's retirement wealth actually cost about 40 to 45% less to fund the same retirement income. So think about that for a minute. If you could free up 40% of your money that's typically invested in fixed income, which today earns nothing, by annuitizing a percentage of your portfolio, then that gives you more leeway to invest in riskier assets like stocks, and I'm a huge fan of cash flowing real estate, because my partner in crime here to the right of me is living off of that cash flow. You have some stumbles along the way. Nobody gets through it.
It's a long-term hold, just like anything else.
But that cash flow, much of which is tax sheltered because of depreciation write-offs and so forth, and the fact that you're using other people's money to pay down a mortgage, which is fixed, and inflation drives the price up, but the mortgage is fixed, so it has it doesn't increase with inflation. I mean, it's hard to argue with that, even though prices are theoretically high today. So you need to be thinking about this, because these are the important decisions that are facing baby boomers that are retiring today and the echo generation that need to be thinking about retirement 20, 30, 40 years from today. We'll be back with emails here on the Ray Lucia Show. Make sure you stick around.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Attention, Xarelto and Pradaxa users. If you or a loved one has taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and suffered an injury or even died, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Xarelto and Pradaxa are prescribed blood thinners used to prevent blood clots and protect people from strokes. If you have taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and been hospitalized for internal bleeding, call now. 800-305-2036. Serious bleeding has led to numerous cases of hospitalization and death. If you or a loved one was hospitalized for serious internal bleeding or a stroke after taking Xarelto or Pradaxa, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. Time is limited to file your claim. Call now for free information and a free consultation. Call 800-305-2036. That's 800-305-2036. Again, 800-305-2036.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-611-2050. That's 800-611-2050. 800-611-2050.
I just got a text from this young man, Chris, whom you know, because he calls me 15 times a day. A young fellow that I've been mentoring for the past 3 or 4 years. He's a sharp kid. Anyway, he was concerned about, you know, he's only like 25, 26 years old. So he's concerned, what should he do, he says, with his money. So I texted him back and said, just wait for your dad to die. Because his dad's doing pretty well. Just kidding. Again, if you are young, you have got it made because you have control. You can just save more money because the next 10, 15 years, you may not have the kind of returns we've had over the last 8 years. Probably won't. But over the next 30 years, over the next 40 years, it's fairly likely that we will regress back to stocks do 10, bonds do 4, maybe discount that a little bit, make it stocks 8 and bonds 3. So a 50-50 mix puts you at a 5.5% return, call inflation at the Fed target 2, so you're making 3.5% or 4% over the rate of inflation. And I've taught him how to do the calculations. So if you did that, just whip out your HP12C that I made you buy, Chris, and do the calculation and figure out where you're going to be. But at 25, 26, just save 15, 20% of your money in your retirement accounts, and you'll be fine. You will be fine. One of the things that I've found, Jim, is, and I'm guilty of this, I don't know if you are, but I'm guilty of, when I have money, being way too cocky. In my younger years, when I sold a real estate deal and I had a bunch of money sitting in the bank account, rather than being conservative with it, I let emotion take over and either did a deal with a buddy or invested in something that was really high return potential but really high risk and it didn't pan out. Oh, and some of them did pan out, by the way. But if I had my druthers, Chris, just be conservative all the time. When you amass $200,000, $300,000, $100,000, don't go out with a buddy and invest it in some startup business or some real estate deal that you don't know anything about. Now, his dad's been very successful.
But see, that's right there is the essence, is that when you're working, It changes your risk tolerance because you think, well, if this goes bad, I'm going to make more money and I can replace
it.
In retirement, there is no replacement for lost money. It's just gone forever.
Yeah, and when you think about it, a young person, you know, let's say that I was 35 years old when I lost my first, you know, 25,000 bucks, say, in one of those stupid deals. Well, if you look at, you know, the 10%, you know, the 7.2 year rule of 72, you know, that's 30 some odd year. You take it 40 years later, 25,000 doubles once to 50, doubles twice to 100, doubles three times to 200, doubles four times to $400,000. Man, could I use an extra 400 grand today? And I don't think that young people really get that. And I didn't get that. But now in retrospect, and I looked at it, and it's exactly the same way. You know what? I'm a stud. I can go out and work hard and make that up. But man, now in retrospect, when you're living mostly off of the fat of the land, you look at $400,000 and you say, wow, what could I do with $400,000? Even as an investor, I could put $400,000 down on $1 million property and maybe make a $2,000 or $3,000 per month positive cash flow forever, and then leave that money to my grandkids. But I don't have it now because 30 years ago I blew 25 grand, right?
Yep.
All right, hit it, boys. Let's do some email. That's Chris. He's a really, really, really smart young man. And he literally calls me, as you know, because you hear him call me on the way to work and call me on the way home from work. And then he texts me while I'm doing the show.
If he could just calculate the value of what you're telling him, I mean, in dollars and cents, it would be incredible.
I'm going to go see him this week. He's up in the great Northwest. Alice asks, with the thought that inflation may pick up, is there a case for looking at collectibles? Alice, let me continue on the theme of how dumb I've been in the past.
You're an idiot.
Because I didn't, you know, buy much in the way of collectibles, but my wife and I did get involved in art for a while, and we bought some very nice pieces of art, and, you know, we bought into these are, quote, investments. They're not investments. At least they're not at the level that you, Alice, and I are playing. Maybe at the art dealer level, if you knew what the markup was and a lot of that stuff, you probably wouldn't buy it. But if you're going to buy collectibles, I remember Jim back in the day, our good friend whose first name begins with B, he was enamored with diamonds and all that stuff. How'd that work out for him?
Not so well. And I remember 30 years ago or whenever it was, when Norman Rockwell died, the day he died, I go, now, this has got to go up in value. I went out and spent $10,000 at the time that I didn't have to buy original Rockwell, and it's not worth what I paid for it 35 years later.
Well, then, apply the rule of 72 on that $10,000, and it's another couple hundred grand that you're out.
It's great.
Alice, you know what? I'm going to say no. I have, to me, there's just no value in collectibles. Now, some people really get into the coin thing. And while, you know, the numismatic coins and so forth, I am by no means an expert in that. There are people that do that. And if you love that sort of thing, there's probably a redemption value at some point that exceeds what you paid for it, unlike his Rockwell painting. But, and likewise, art. Some of the art we bought, we loved to death. And then we moved out of the big house, and we have no place for it. We don't have any place for it. So you got to sell it and get rid of it. And yeah, we made a little bit of money on some, but for the most part, hard to get what you paid for it because of the markups. So I'm going to say no on collectibles. You?
Yeah. Although I would say the hottest thing is 1980s cars. That's the new collectible.
Yeah, you know, and if you really understand cars, yep. I have some friends. My partner in real estate, you know, goes to those car shows. I forget where they are, in El Paso and Phoenix and all that stuff. And he makes money buying and selling cars. I guess if it's something you really, really know, there are a lot of people that collect cars. So maybe If you collect cars, it's okay if you're a car guy, but you're not. You're a car girl. Alice, thank you. Heather, others, we'll get to your emails in another show. I'm out of time. Thank you so much for tuning into the Ray Program. Now go out and make it a great day. God bless. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, bringing you the best in money information, answering questions about your biggest financial challenges, talking about your money, your business, and your life. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions online at raylucia.com.
BizTalk Radio.